is becoming increasingly popular for businesses to only accept payments by card.
Yes. London's bus network has been cashless since 2014. And now there are many food and drink outlets in the UK that only accept payment by card. So for this week's podcast on English.com business podcast, we're looking at the benefits of a cashless company.
Yeah, specifically in the hospitality trade. If you think about in the past, Richard, restaurants, imagine the scenario. Saturday night, they've done very well, okay. They've had a lot of customers, well, a lot of orders. They've taken a lot of money. What happens at the end of the evening?
Well, obviously, the first thing is, after they close, they've got to count the cash, haven't they? They've got to count the takings for the night and record it.
And it needs to be checked with the receipts.
Exactly.
So that takes up a lot of time and resources.
And then, of course, if it's night time, they've got to hang on to that money, probably keep it in a safe.
If it's a Saturday night, they've got to keep all that cash safe and then probably not be able to take it to the bank, what, until Monday morning?
And the bank is the other problem as well, of course, Jackie, because banks will charge customers if they deposit large amounts of cash.
What kind of bank charges do restaurants have a year then, about?
Well, it can be as much as from £3,000 to £5,000 for a decent-sized restaurant, and obviously the chains pay much more than that. Actually, even when people paid with their cards in the past, it wasn't easy or cheap for the restaurants either. The card processing system was much more complicated than it is now.
Okay, so you're talking about people putting their cards into the machine, the handheld machine.
Exactly, yes. They had different cards, different fees. Some were accepted, some weren't, different card readers. The process is much more streamlined now.
Yeah, and I think that the card readers, they're much cheaper and easier to use, aren't they, for restaurants?
Yes, and interestingly enough, in addition to that, at one particular McDonald's branch where they introduced cashless kiosks, i.e. They wouldn't take cash at all, the values of the individual orders went up by 30%.
Well, I suppose people are more willing to spend more if it's with a card as opposed to putting their hands in their pockets for cash.
It certainly would seem so. So maybe, perhaps after all, we are moving towards the cashless society.
However, interestingly, the Bank of England has observed that despite the rate of card transactions soaring, and actually back in 2016, purchases using a debit card overtook cash for the first time in the UK, the volume of cash in circulation is at a record high, which sounds a bit strange. And the number of British people who only deal in cash, which is about 2.7 million, is also rising.
So why is that then?
Well, there's a number of reasons. People are hoarding money after the 2008 crash.
They're stuffing it underneath their mattresses again, are they?
Yeah, sounds a bit strange. But perhaps, most interestingly, there's a booming criminal economy.
Cash in hand, yeah. Avoiding taxes, etc.
Exactly. So cards are great for restaurants, but not necessarily for all businesses.